Cadbury to Kraft, what part of no don't you understand?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The British goodie maker Cadbury has said no this morning to a sweetened takeover bid from Kraft. Kraft came back and offered Cadbury shareholders more cash this time, which it could do because Kraft just sold its frozen pizza business to Nestle for $3.7 billion. But as I said, Cadbury's repeated response was no. Following this story is Helen Power, the mergers and acquisition correspondent for The Times of London. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Why has Cadbury said again?
To be honest, the deal isn't that much sweeter. They're not actually paying any more for Cadbury. They're just offering to pay more cash rather than shares.
I see. And is this the end of things? I mean, Cadbury shareholders might have a say.
It's not the end of things. Kraft have to make their final offer by the 19th of January, so in a couple of weeks' time. At that stage, we can really expect them to come back with a bigger and better offer than this.
And what other bidders might there be to complicate things?
Well, Hershey, another US company, and Ferrero, an Italian chocolate maker, have kept their hand in and may yet make a bid. Obviously, that would make things even more difficult for Kraft.
And wasn't there talk that Nestle was going to be in the mix too?
There was indeed talk about that, partly prompted by their sale of a division to another Swiss company yesterday. But they've come out and said this morning that they're just not interested.
Okay. Helen Power is with The Times of London, the M&A correspondent there. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Cadbury's repeated no thank you has the company's shares trading down almost 5% this morning. Otherwise, world stocks are mostly higher. European shares are mixed this morning, but Asian stocks gained pretty big. Hong Kong led the way, up 2%. Asia appeared to be taking a cue from yesterday's action on Wall Street. A report on U.S. manufacturing came out strong, and the Dow ended up 155 points yesterday at 10,583. Evidently, James Cameron was not kidding about the whole King of the World thing. Avatar, his latest movie, has pulled in $1 billion in just 3 weeks. A big finish to a really big year at the box office. Last year was the first time since 2002 that we spent more money on movie tickets than on DVDs. But Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports that is not necessarily a good thing.
More than half the money a movie makes usually comes from DVD sales. At least it did. Those sales were down about 13% last year. And entertainment industry analyst Porter Bibb says more action at the box office won't pick up the slack because studios share those revenues with theater owners.
They don't make the percentage of profits on a box office admission that they do on a DVD. And they don't have the aftermarket, the long tail that DVDs provided in the past.
DVD sales have dropped as consumers turn to services like Netflix, cable, and iTunes for their film fix. And studios are still trying to figure out how to really cash in on those, says USC Business of Film professor Jason Squire.
There is a considerable amount of rethinking the way the business is being done and efforts at monetizing these new media opportunities, these new screens.
Industry analyst Porter Bibb says the industry's great hope is movies on demand. He says downloadable films would require little overhead and would mean almost pure profit for the studios. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
ESPN is going 3D. USA Today reports the sports network will launch a 3D channel this summer, beginning with a World Cup soccer match. Now, you will not see the ball coming at you unless you have a 3D-capable television. Those might be on display later this week in Las Vegas at the annual Consumer Electronics Show. Reporter Michael Learmonth covers digital media for Advertising Age. He's going to be at the Consumer Electronics Show. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I hear talk about 3D televisions. Is that true?
Well, I mean, there will certainly be a lot of talk about this. I mean, but this isn't really a product that you can buy in the store or that exists yet. But I do think that someone will sort this out, and there will be a lot of talk about, you know, how the home video business can jump on the 3D bandwagon just like the theater business has.
What about smart books? I keep hearing that the netbook, which has been the buzz, is forget that. The smart book is even cooler.
Yeah, I mean, these are sort of split the difference between a netbook and a phone. A very tiny laptop that connects to the web via cellular networks, and it might be sold packaged with a data plan from one of the telcos, and it'll be interesting to see those products and see where they're priced, because netbooks are already very inexpensive. So you just have to wonder what advantage these new smaller computers actually have.
Michael, is the Consumer Electronics Show aware that there is double-digit unemployment and everybody's in debt?
We shall see. I mean, I think last year the show was notable for just how small it was. And I think that what you might see is a bit more enthusiasm for CES this year, because the Christmas season was actually pretty good, as in not horrible. So I think there's a general sense that the economy really can only go up at this point.
Michael Learmonth is digital media reporter at Advertising Age, reporting to us about the annual Consumer Electronics Show. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And back to TVs now. Walter Cronkite's voice is leaving the CBS Evening News. Nearly 6 months after the legendary anchor's death, the network has replaced Cronkite's voiceover intro with the voice of actor Morgan Freeman.
From CBS News World Headquarters in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
CBS is just the latest news network with a famous announcer. Michael Douglas intros NBC's Nightly News. ABC's World News is introed by Mike Rowe, host of the Discovery show Dirty Jobs, because it's not news unless a celebrity tells you it's news. This is Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.